Rashad Bateman made the initial 53-man roster, one of six receivers Baltimore kept, per the roster reporting off Ryan Mink's article at the team's site, and he made it with the serious question about his season still unresolved. Bateman was arrested in June on three charges stemming from a family violence incident, and the NFL's outcome is under review, with league action possibly waiting on the legal process, per Brian McFarland at Russell Street Report. Nothing changed inside this window. No discipline was announced, no reporting places him on any exempt list, and no charge update surfaced. McFarland reads the team's continued support as making a release unlikely. Reporting before this window from Jonas Schaffer at the Baltimore Banner on August 22nd had the league review open with no timetable, and Bateman's lawyer saying they would let the court process play out. Suspension expectations differ across reports, and we won't pick a number. The honest statement is that no ruling has come. What the building said, it said through his quarterback. Lamar Jackson, in a Wednesday team site transcript, "Bateman has always been Bateman. He is going to always snap, and that is my guy." That same day, in the joint practice against Washington, Bateman went 3-for-3 in one-on-ones, per Tony Lombardi at Russell Street Report, the only Baltimore pass catcher with a reported line from a session Baltimore's own defense otherwise controlled. He was not in Friday's finale, where the veterans sat, so he finishes the preseason without reported game snaps. The room around him cut six receivers and kept six, with Chris Moore waived a day after a three-catch, one-touchdown finale, per Jeff Zrybiak at The Athletic. Our last episode framed Bateman as a fork. The talent was never the question. The target volume in a crowded room under a new play caller was, with the drafted rookies as the named threat. That framing, built on the June preview, was incomplete. It was written without the arrest. The question in front of his season now is availability, and it has no answer yet. The watchline is settled on both halves. No first game action against Washington, and a six-man receiver room on the other side of the cuts. We'll report the next development when there is one. Data via NFLverse.